because I think that what we need to do is to look at this verse, and then I think it'll give you a real good definition of how God does this. And you can mark this down on your programs if you have a room on any sheet of paper. In my reading this week, I came across what I call the 12-part breakdown of John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And so what we're going to do is we're going to break that down into 12 parts. And the first one is God. God, who's he? He's the greatest lover. There's no one that's a greater lover than God is. Your husband, your wife, your mother, your daddy, your children cannot love you greater than God. Don't look for anyone else to meet that. So love, that's the greatest degree. In other words, for God so loved, the greatest lover has the greatest degree. He's so loved. There ain't no degree richer than that. There ain't nothing deeper than that. Love is something that you don't put down in words. Love is expressed beyond humanness. For God so loved. Thirdly, the world. That's the greatest company, because we're all involved in that. For God, the greatest lover, so loved, the greatest degree, the world, the greatest company. That means you can't find a broader audience than that to give your love to. See, our love is narrowed, limited. I'm gonna love if. No, I'm gonna love regardless. Say, well, if you do this, then I'll love you. I love you if you never do this. Can you ever stop loving me? No. Can God ever stop loving me? No. How can you stop loving me? Keep living, I'll show you. Be out of your mind. For God so loved the world that he what? That he gave. Now that's the greatest act. You're not going to find an act greater than him giving. How about you? Are you willing to give? Are you willing to give love that way? Are there limits to it? Yeah, you ain't no great lover. You ain't no great degree. You sure ain't gonna share it with no great company. And sure ain't gonna be no great act, because there hasn't been too much, giving anything but stiff upper lips. What did he give? His only begotten Son. That's the greatest gift. Greatest gift. He gave his Son. How about some time? How about some truth? How about some dependency? How about some emotion? How about some tears? How about a hug? How about a kiss? How about a heartache? How about some hope? What are you willing to give somebody else? It ain't always money. See, and that's what's messed the church up. We don't give the way God gave to us. He gave his only begotten Son, the greatest gift. That whosoever, one writer calls this the greatest opportunity. In other words, it's open to everybody. Whosoever, I haven't found a person that will reject pure love. But I found a heck of a lot of person that refuses to give it. Refuses to give it. That whosoever believeth, that's the greatest simplicity. So easy to believe. You know what? I'm going to give you the difficulty of belief. And that's believing in humans. Believing in humans is difficult. You got to believe in God. And then if God is in that human, hey, listen, get this. I believe in God. And if God is dwelling in that human, I believe in that human. How about you? See what I mean? I believe in God. You get that, Felix? And if God is living in that human's heart, then I believe in that human. Everybody understand that? Now, if God is not dwelling in that human's heart, you better make sure you know where the God is. What else? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever the greatest opportunity believeth, the greatest simplicity in him, that's the greatest attraction. Whosoever believeth in him, the greatest attraction, that's Christ. Now Christ is in me. Ought not folk to be attracted to me? Ought not folk to be attracted to you? Well, if not, there's something wrong with you. I'm trying to get you to see a declaration of God's love in your hearts. Listen, don't come to church and think that by your shabby membership and you going along with some stuff, that ain't the way it works. Christ has to be in you, the hope of glory. Believeth in him, the greatest attraction, should not perish. That's the greatest promise. But that's the greatest difference. Have, that's the greatest certainty. That's something that you can possess. Everlasting life, and I don't think you're going to find a greater possession than that. And so when you look at God's love for us, and then you translate that into what he wants us to become, and then you look at what our lives are when we dismiss and when we go our ways, brings us down to the third and last point of the sermon.
I don't think it can be any more words should be stated. If you ever needed a clear explanation of the love of God, that's it. I hope that you are blessed by coming to my website. That little clip was taken from a sermon. You can hear the whole sermon, a declaration of God's love, taken from Romans chapter 5. That soundbite was done way back in the year, I believe 1995. God bless you. This is Pastor John beckoning you to do one thing. Come on, people. Love the way that God loves you. Love everybody. For those of you that don't love people because of the color of their skin, because of what they've done to you, seek the love of Christ in your life, and he'll give it to you. He's given it to me, and it's a wonderful thing. And you won't look at a human being as a smelly object with dirty clothes on, with dirty, foul intentions. You would look at the human being as God sees us, created in his image, created in his majestic love for us. Allow your religion, your faith, your essence, your thesis to be that like Christ, which is love. God bless you. Whatever you do, stay in the Word.